Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Insight, Why We're Not as Self-Aware as We Think, and How Seeing Ourselves Clearly Helps Us Succeed at Work and in Life. Author and organizational psychologist Tasha Yurick embarks on an exploration of self-awareness, challenging the common assumption that we are naturally in tune with our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Through a blend of research, case studies, and practical advice, Yurick dissects the notion of internal and external self-awareness, offering readers an opportunity to enhance their personal and professional lives. This eye-opening book reveals that true self-awareness is a rare quality, but one that can be cultivated to reap significant rewards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the myth of introspection. Tasha Yurick begins Insight by debunking the common belief that introspection inherently leads to self-awareness. Through research and various studies, she explains that introspection, if not properly directed, can actually lead us astray rather than closer to truth about ourselves. The process often becomes focused more on asking why, which can trigger defensive responses or self-deception. Yurick advises shifting from why to what questions, such as, what can I do to improve, instead of why did I fail, to foster a more objective and productive self-analysis. This not only reduces unproductive rumination, but also aligns our self-perception with reality. Secondly, internal versus external self-awareness. Yurick distinguishes between two types of self-awareness, internal and external. Internal self-awareness entails how clearly we see our own values, passions, aspirations, fit with our environment, reactions, and impact on others, while external self-awareness relates to understanding how other people view us. Both types are crucial, but many people tend to have a skewed balance of one over the other. Yurick includes various strategies for improving both types of awareness, emphasizing the importance of seeking feedback and reflecting on one's own behaviors in a structured way. Balancing these perspectives can drastically improve how we navigate our personal and professional lives. Thirdly, the power of feedback. Feedback plays a pivotal role in enhancing our self-awareness, according to Yurick. Insight delves into the psychological barriers that typically prevent people from accepting feedback: fear of discomfort, rejection of critical appraisal, etc. Successfully embracing feedback involves an understanding that it is a tool for growth rather than a personal attack. Yurick suggests techniques for soliciting, receiving, and implementing feedback effectively, even when it might be negative. This involves creating a feedback-friendly culture at work and within personal relationships to ensure continuous growth and improvement. Fourthly, the illusion of certainty. Yurick tackles the intriguing aspect of how certainty can blindside us to true self-awareness. She explores cognitive biases like the confirmation bias and the Dunning-Kruger effect, which can cause individuals to overestimate their knowledge or skills. By challenging our sense of certainty and embracing a mindset of curious skepticism, we can open ourselves up to new insights and avoid the pitfalls of overconfidence. Insight offers practical advice on maintaining an open mind and questioning our assumptions, thereby facilitating a more profound understanding of our true capabilities and areas of improvement. Lastly, building self-aware teams and organizations, expanding beyond personal self-awareness, Yurick discusses how to foster a culture of self-awareness within teams and organizations. This segment of the book outlines how leaders can encourage an environment where honest feedback, openness, and mutual understanding prevail. Implementing systems like regular 360-degree feedback, promoting psychological safety, and leading by example are some methods outlined for creating a more reflective and adaptive organizational culture. The impact of enhancing collective self-awareness can lead to higher productivity, better decision-making, and more effective leadership. In conclusion, Tasha Yurick's Insight is an indispensable read for anyone aiming to navigate their personal and professional life with clearer vision. This book is particularly useful for leaders, managers, and anyone in a mentorship role, as Yurick not only highlights the importance of understanding oneself, but also elucidates how to facilitate that understanding in others. Improving self-awareness can directly impact effectiveness, communication, and leadership capabilities, thereby enhancing both personal development and operational success in various spheres of life. If you would like to support Tasha Yurick, You can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.